This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Sports team. I'm your host, Mark Big Dicks, and this is Tyler Fatass. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. Apparently, I got a fat ass.
The fattest ass. Yeah. New year, new us. What do you think? This new go, my favorite sports team. Trying to appeal to the heartland of America. If there's one thing I'm black more than sports, it's my truck. My cyber truck. I hate the billionaire elite, but goddamn it, I love Elon Musk.
He's the muskiest man alive, tell you what.
There we go. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. God damn, I caught a whiff of him at a cyber event many a year ago. I was addicted.
You know, he's got that big brain. He knows how to make people on the X. You know, that sweet move to making the X.
Absolutely. I hate this bit.
Me too. Let me grab my tea. It's on the other side of my desk.
Oh, okay. Welcome to Go, where we talk about sports. It's a new year. It's a new us.
It's not New Year's yet.
Yeah, it's a new year.
No, it isn't.
Didn't this last episode came out on Christmas Eve? So
the last episode will come out on the 21st. This episode comes out on the 28th.
Well, it's going to be a new year. Okay. All right. Whatever. Okay. It's the same us. Forget everything I said. You don't know anything about us except that you do because it's the same us. Oh, man. I'm not doing it. I had a whole bit planned for like new year, new us.
That's the next episode.
All right, then.
You just got to bring it back next time.
All right. Bring it back.
We're the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, the gift giver. That's us. So,
I have a gift.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Since we're the gift that keeps on giving, you know what we need to do? We need to give all of the gifts that we have previously given back to the audience, but in a new and hip way. All right.
Uh huh. Yeah.
All right. And so the new and hip way we're going to do that is with a tier list.
Oh, man, I was just scratching my beard right into the microphone. I bet that was terrible. Please don't put that in. Put something nice. What I was doing that. Put like the Five Nights at Freddy's box wind up sound effect. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, they could just mute it, but.
No. Well, there can't be nothing, right? Because I'm complaining about something. So they would know. They would know.
Well, anyway, Mark, I figured you would be the best at really ranking these sports that we have covered on this wonderful podcast.
Oh, God, are we ranking sports?
We are ranking sports, and it's going to all be based on your memory of all of the ones we have covered so far on this podcast, and some of them may not be sports.
I'm doing it?
You're going to be ranking them.
Okay, are you presenting to me?
I'm going to argue why I think they should be ranked differently.
Okay, all right. Who's going to be presenting?
The beautiful tier list that exists that we have had created.
Yeah, but which one of us?
Is presenting?
Yeah. We're going to show the audience.
Oh, you mean the sharing the screen. You, because you're going to be dragging them and dropping them.
Oh, I thought you were going to present to me. Okay, all right, I got it.
If you want me to do it, I can do it, but.
No, I got it. I just got to, hold on. Did you know that the Iceland volcano erupted?
I did not.
It's crazy. I mean, it's like, obviously, it's a big deal, horrible thing, but I've never seen a volcano erupt like that.
Is it as bad as the last time it erupted? Is it the same one?
No, it's a completely new one. It's the one that we were warned about when we went there. They were like, there's a volcano that might erupt. And that was like a month ago now. And it finally blew. And it's a 2 mile long fissure of constantly lava. Yeah, it's 2 mile strip of lava just bursting. It's actually quite captivating. It is very cool. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm always ready.
All right. So no Jacuzzis right now because they're compiling the ultimate Jacuzzi. If you didn't know, there's a Jacuzzi competition going on right now. If you want to submit your greatest Jacuzzi or vote up a previous Jacuzzi from yonder years, do that. So wait, but I'll be able to pick. These are in alphabetical. Shouldn't you do this? So it's a surprise to me.
Okay, do you want me to just, like, name them and then
I'll see it on your screen.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. I kind of want to add a tier.
I'm not looking. You can add a tier. Yeah, go for it. I'm an expert at tier lists. We know all about the tier lists.
I'm going to call it not a sport.
Oh. That's bold. That's very bold.
Mark, we've covered a lot of sports, either by mentioning them briefly or doing a complete primer on them. But this is where it's going to be key. This is almost a test of what you remember.
Okay.
But I want you to rank these. You've got S tier, creme of the creme, best sport. You got D tier. Horrible. I hate it.
Don't show me the sports. I don't want to look. I don't want to see them. Scroll up or zoom in more. I don't want to see them. I can't see them. Yeah,
I got you.
That's good. Yeah.
All right. You've got not a sport as an option as well if you decide they're not a sport.
Right. Good. Okay.
So the first one we are going to start with is going to be hurling.
Hurling. Okay. Great to watch. I have no idea how great to play. And honestly, what you described as the positions, some of those positions sounds really, really boring. So I have a funny feeling that if I was there, I mean, my charisma is so huge that I would obviously be the leader.
So what is hurling?
Oh, hurling's where you hurl a big rock on ice and you go brooms. And then some guy who's there, he goes, left, left, right, right, left. And then you try to get it in a target and you've got another team that's also hurling and they try to knock your hurlers.
So the sport you're talking about is curling. I'm talking about hurling.
Well, not a sport. You made that up. Not a sport.
That is incorrect. That was our.
What do you mean it's incorrect?
That was our St. Patrick's Day special. It's the one with the sticks.
Oh, that's not real.
All right. Mark says not a sport.
Just like leprechauns. It's not a sport. It never was a sport. It's a copy of lacrosse, right? It's just they stole lacrosse and then they called it something dumb. I don't care what anybody who likes hurling says. It's made up. It's baloney. It's just running around in a field, bopping each other with sticks.
Yeah, it's full contact, very vicious, very, you know, I described to you a hurling match. You were really excited about it. But, you know, to you, it is apparently not a sport.
It's not. I don't care what they think or say. There. No.
The next one we're going to cover is going to be golf.
Golf. Why is there no F tier?
We can make DF.
No, we can't make DF. D is... Also, why is D green?
I'm adding a row. I'll make an F tier.
Okay, thank you.
Don't look.
I'm not looking. So yeah, golf. Here's the thing about golf. I don't mind Top Golf, because that's just hitting the ball and looking at numbers appear. Golf is like the sport that is designed to destroy as much environment as possible for as few people. It's the equivalent of cars as the predominant mode of transportation when buses and trains exist. It's just inefficient. So few people can play it. It's exclusionary with all their clubs and all of their clubs. And that was two different words there, clubs and clubs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, where you gotta have a certain dress code. And I don't care, Jeeves. I don't want to wear those stupid polos and those cargo shorts. I think that's dumb. And I don't care about your sand traps and your mimosas and all the rich people having affairs in the back room, and whoever cares. F.
So what about like the old school golf, historically speaking, when it was very accessible and they played during war times and the wartime rules, you know?
I don't know about that. Was I taught that? Is that the Romans?
All right. So golf is F tier. All right. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Golf is F tier.
Let's hop. You know, we've covered two summer sports. Let's hop to winter. Bobsled.
Bobsled. Four people in a sled going down a tube. Now, here's the thing. I'll apply the same logic I do to video games. Not many maps. Let's be honest. Gets a little dry. It's fun, probably for the first few things. Runs, whatever they are, if you don't die. And then, sure, you can get good. It's kind of like if you're speed running a game. If you really like playing the same game again and again, which I guess is all sports, really. But in this one in particular, it feels like
left, right, left, 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 right.
I'll give it a B, though, because it does hit pretty high speeds. B for bobsled.
B for bobsled. Get up to a B tier.
I'm not looking.
You're good. You're clear.
Okay.
So we got bobsled. We got golf. We got hurling.
You're not going to argue about any of this?
I like bobsled. I think bobsled is exciting. I agree with you on the maps. I think the ice and the speeds and the teamwork and the pure athleticism to be able to push the sled and then the steering and the leaning that everybody has to coordinate on. I think it's extremely athletic. I think it's fascinating. I think it's a game of inches and super precise in order to prevent yourself from, you know, major injury and death because of the high speeds. So especially with the advent of individual bobsled now, just this past Winter Olympics for the females, I think it absolutely deserves to be at least a B tier. So
okay, all right,
I'll agree with that. It's a sport that I would like to try. And I kind of agree with you on golf with the environmental side of it. And it's also just not for me. Hurling, I would put at least to a C tier. Because it's definitely a sport and it's very aggressive.
It was made up. It was made up. You were pranked.
Uh-huh.
It was all a ruse. Listen, guys, back me up on the subreddit. Hurling doesn't exist. It's a mind games. It's all people. It's smokes and mirror. You know, it's like it's people are, it's AI, Photoshop. Everything's made up.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a traditional Irish game that's existed for years and years and years.
Wow, this guy believes in the Irish. That's a myth. With their pots of gold and their
lucky charms.
Their lucky charms. Honestly, it's a harmful stereotype. Okay. Yeah. They're not real.
All right. Well, we're gonna dive into a game of hearts, a game that we talked about a little bit in some detail when we had our Power Wash episode. And that is dating.
F.
F?
For fuck that. No, I hate dating. God, I'm not doing it right now, and I am happy about that. I was just like, man, oh, man, God. I don't think anybody would look at dating, even if it is a sport, and go like, yeah, this is fun. I mean, it's kind of fun when you find someone and it's working out, but then at that point, you're not really dating. Okay, well, maybe F is, didn't we say it wasn't a sport?
This is your tier list. I'm saving my comments for later.
We said it wasn't a sport, but I'm keeping it an F.
I'm going to agree with that statement as a very lonely single male in Los Angeles that dating can fuck off because it's so awful. I hate it. I hate it.
Here, I'll be your hitch. I'll be your hitch. You go on a date. I'll be in the bushes with a radio and I'll guide you through everything. You just have to promise me you'll say every word that I say. This is how we do. If we do a video on every sport we've ever done, that's how we're going to do the dating video. We're going to set up an actual date. I will have a bug in your ear and you will repeat everything I say word for word and it will go great.
All right. I feel like I love this concept for a video. How do we get the person I'm on a date with to sign the waiver for release of their...
it won't matter. Afterwards, the deal will be sealed. They'll be in love. Love. They'll sign it for love.
It'll be love. Yeah, they'll be in love. Signed. They'll sign the dotted line. Got it.
It's actually a marriage license at the same time. Got him.
I don't... is that a got me? Because I feel like...
Everyone's been got, but except me. Got him. And you got him too.
Better pick somebody I really like then.
So here's the thing about tier lists that I bet you are rapidly discovering. You don't go through them quickly. That's why every time we did a tier list on Distractable, we only got through like 10 or so things. So we gotta hurry it up.
You're good. All right. Next one. Skeleton.
Skeleton. Okay, now this is the badass version of bobsledding. So it has the same flaws as bobsledding,
mm-hmm.
in that no new maps, but you get higher speeds. You're not risking anyone else being horribly maimed. It's just yourself, unless you do the duo skeleton where they're stacked on top of each other.
The Skelouge or the Lugeton. I think we called it Lugeton.
Yeah, no, wasn't there one where it's like a two-player skeleton and it's like...
That's Luge, not skeleton. Maybe there is a two-person skeleton that I...
There is. I thought... I remembered because they were 69ing and I was just like, that seems strange.
No, that was our Lugeton concept. There was two-person Luge.
I don't know. Two person skeleton. There it is. Oh, it is Luge.
Yeah, because we invented Lugeton where they 69 like with their backs towards each other.
Look, skeletons at B at the same time because you can't 69 your bro. That's just a fact.
B skeleton. All right. The next one we got is going to be competitive eating.
Competitive eating, horrible to experience, probably, in that horrible to do it. It's kind of fun to watch, also kind of horrible to watch, and it's dominated by one person that no one will ever beat. C? I'd put a C.
I think I would put it at D because I don't think I'd enjoy watching it. I don't think I'd enjoy doing it.
Yeah. D for dog. Hot dog.
You're gonna move it to D?
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we got pumpkin chucking.
Pumpkin chucking?
Or chumpkin.
I feel like this was made up too. Wasn't this made up?
No.
Is this where they shoot pumpkins out of a cannon?
You're on the right track.
They trebuchet?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. They trebuchet or catapult it. Who doesn't love trebuchets? C for chunkin'. Yeah, because it's like, it would lose its novelty really quick, but it's also kind of awesome. So I'd give it a C.
Yeah, the engineering feats, the ability to launch a pumpkin, watch them get smashed, and the chance of their device absolutely exploding and maiming everyone around them. Like when you got your face cut open from the...
Yeah, that was unfun.
This episode is brought to you by New Balance. You don't have to be an elite athlete when you pound the pavement. Whether you've run 5 marathons or you only run when necessary, whether you're chased by bears, zombies, monsters, the apocalypse is coming. But New Balance will have you covered regardless. Whether you need shoes for comfort, stability, or race day speed, they've got you covered. Because the only right way to run is your way. New Balance. Run your way. Visit newbalance.com/running to learn more.
All right, next up, we got rock climbing.
Okay, I consider rock climbing, especially the indoor stuff, S, because it's just so nice that anyone can do it. Really, all you really need is like, you technically need shoes and maybe some chalk, but it's kind of therapeutic. It's almost like yoga. And also, you can take it up to an extremely competitive level. You can start at the basic level with just like indoor rock climbing on the V0. You can just get it, like, even if you're not in great shape, you can kind of still do the V0, or you can start getting into it. It's fun. It can be social if you want it to. You can meet people doing it if you want to. But also, you can do what I do, which is pop in AirPods. Just get on the wall, climb a little bit, get done, go back. You got a great workout in. It's not a joke. It does take some effort to do. And then as you can progress and you can see your progress happening. It's like the better version of weightlifting for getting into shape. So, I mean, you can weightlift at the same time, but it's just like, if you just want to get into shape easily and do something fun, rock climbing, S tier.
Yeah. And I agree. Some of the best people I've met randomly, just strangers that I've talked to and stuff like that. Rock climbers tend to be some of the most considerate and kind people I've ever run into. Like if you need something and they have it, they will lend it to you. And one of my favorite episodes of the podcast is the time we talked with Alex Honnold, being able to go outdoors and do the stuff that he does. And it's really fascinating. And you can practically do it anywhere. There are gyms everywhere. There's outdoor areas you can go and climb. And it's just, you know, all around fun. It's something that we literally do when we're children. We learn to climb. And so it's just being able to do that. It's just really accessible and really fun.
It's great.
Nutball.
I hate to say it, it's not a sport. It's a way of life. Put a tier that's way of life.
Where does that go? At the top?
Yeah. It's not a sport. It's a way of life. It's the only way to live. It's the only way to test how you really are as a person.
Way of life. I'm going to make that pink.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Dog sledding.
Dog sledding?
I mean, are you really doing anything? Are you really doing it? D for dog. Just because, like, I totally get what it is, and it's really cool and a long race, but also the dog's doing it. Sport needs to be the power of man. Nah, okay, I'll give it a C.
See, I would put it at D or F because dogs do die.
Oh, never mind, D.
And that's sad.
That's sad. You know?
And it's also very cold, and you're also very alone, except for your dogs. And I don't like being super cold, and I don't like being super alone.
Yeah, that sounds unpleasant.
All right, next up, we got paragliding.
Paragliding. Now, I'm no expert on this. Paragliding is not what I thought it was. Paragliding is not the triangular wedge, not a kite. It's a parachute and a fan.
You don't need a fan. You can have one. It's a version of paragliding, but
I bet it's awesome. But that ain't a sport. It's not a sport. It's an activity. It's not a sport. It's an activity. It is. That's an activity. That's something you do. You go parachuting. It's an activity.
There are competitions where you try and traverse terrain and navigate and try and get someplace the fastest. You have to hike and fly race.
Well, it sounds like it's a hiking race more than it's a flying race.
The flying is important.
Look, is the triathlon a sport? Yes. Well, I don't know why you're talking about triathlon right now, Tyler, if we're talking about paragliding. So, all right, can we move on? It's not a sport.
It's most definitely a sport.
Well, all right, then. We'll see about that.
All right, motorsport.
Which one?
All of them except Formula One.
Can we create a new category? It's called I Like Turning Left.
I'm running out of space, Mark.
You're not running. You got infinite space.
All right, I'm going to add it below F.
Just make it I like left.
I like left. There you go. That's going to be motorsports.
I find it to be the most repetitive. Not all of it. I'm thinking NASCAR here in general, but this is kind of a broad category. I've never been to a race. We talked to Samantha Tan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Samantha Tan, we talked to about racing. It seems like a very interesting sport. But at the same time, I'm not going to say it's not an F. It was just like, I like left. I'm not saying I hate left. I like left.
Let's hop back to winter and go to figure skating.
All right. What about it?
That's our next one for you to rank.
No, man. I haven't.
Dancing on the ice.
A C for skating.
C for skating.
Yeah.
Let's do unicycle hockey.
What?
Unicycle hockey.
Is that the one where they're swimming and this seems like a not what it sounds like?
Unicycle hockey.
There was one. There was a hockey that was underwater. There was. I remember it. And you were. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Oh, God. Okay. Is it hockey on unicycles?
Yes.
B for ballsy.
B for ballsy.
Yeah. I'm putting a lot of the dangerous ones in B. That just seems like the right place for them because it's kind of ballsy. It's ballsy.
All right. Let's go to Octopush.
Octopush. That's the underwater one. A. For octo.
A for aquatic.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay.
All right. Cheese rolling.
Cheese rolling? It's got to be B for dangerous.
B for ballsy. You know, they just run down the hill when really they're just actively falling.
That is what they are. And boy, howdy, do they get hurt.
It's the opposite of Buzz Lightyear. It's falling without style.
Yeah. But bonus points if you get style, though.
Yeah. Like the lady who just won recently and was unconscious and didn't know she won until she became conscious.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, let's go to American football, the NFL.
Man, this one's going to be divisive. Okay. I like watching football. I don't like it that much, but I do enjoy it. I recently watched, the most recent game I watched was Bengals versus... Was it Colts?
Oh, you watched the Colts game?
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks, a week and a half ago now. They won. Wait, when did they win?
They won both of those games.
Okay, they won twice now. I did see one of them, and it was interesting. I did enjoy it. The thing is, like, it's not very accessible. So, like, a lot of sports, like, are accessible. It is more difficult to get football together because you need a lot more people. You need people to understand their roles. You need equipment. You know, it's not, you could just do it with the ball and you could do two-hand touch football. It is, but it's like, it does require a bit more planning. It's a little less like, yeah, just kick a ball around, you know? Well, I guess throw the old pigskin. I don't know.
I never really got into it as like a playing sport, but goddamn, is it an American moneymaker? That's a money machine.
Where do you want to put it? Because you have played two-hand touch with us and stuff like that. So
A for America! 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 If I don't vote it high, I'm screwed.
All right, you ready for the next one? This one's going to be more divisive, more troublesome for you.
Oh no, why?
Cheerleading.
Interesting. If figure skating is a sport, I feel like competitive cheerleading must also be considered a sport. If synchronized swimming is a sport, cheerleading must also be considered a sport. If gymnastic dance routines are a sport, cheerleading must be considered to be a sport, especially in the sense not cheerleading just on the sidelines of a game, cheerleading as a competitive kind of whole dance routine thing. This is one of the earliest ones where I got thrown under the bus because I was all like, it's not a sport, and you were like, or something like that. I can't remember, but I know I'm mad about it.
I threw myself under the bus because I said it wasn't a sport, and then we got into it.
Right, and I still to this day believe it should be considered a sport in the competitive sense. You can do it. Okay, this is undermining something I said earlier today in this episode, but I don't care. You can do it casually. Doesn't mean you can't casually cheerlead. Wait, what am I talking about? No. Paragliding is it's an activity. Cheerleading is active. You're doing it, not the air.
Oh, whoa. You have to steer the glider. It takes muscle. You got to read the wind and paragliding. All right.
Yeah, you could be unconscious.
This is about cheerleading, not paragliding. Whatever, go.
Yeah, okay. Sport.
Yeah, but what, where?
No, F, though. Who cares about that?
All right.
All the cheerleaders were like, yes.
Jaja Nori. I think that I pronounced that right.
Oh, the Korean one?
Yeah.
Man, I want to witness that so bad in my life. But I'm going to put it in B, in the same place as like cheese rolling, because I honestly, it's probably cool once, and then for the rest of it, it's just a bunch of people shouting like, yay! For those two people on the logs, it's very fun. For the rest of the people, 50 of them, is probably not that fun.
I'm bored.
I'm going home. That's how you win. Enough people get bored and they go home, probably.
All right. Tonsil hockey.
Ass. Ass. No questions asked there. Now, way of life right by Nutball.
Way of life. Do you know when this was mentioned?
I honestly have no idea.
It's in Wade's episode.
Oh, good. Yeah, that makes sense.
He basically was like, oh, the sport I was a master in was tonsil hockey.
Oh, man. Yeah, I bet. I really bet against that, but I'm betting.
All right, Mark, tennis.
Tennis, the sport you can play on blood. Something about playing on a field of blood. There was a blood field. A field of blood. So much blood. B for bouncy. I feel like, you know, tennis courts actually are fairly accessible. There's actually a surprisingly large number of tennis courts around that are publicly accessible. And yeah, you have to get a racket and yeah, you got to get a ball. But who doesn't have a tennis ball lying around? Like, that's everywhere. And it's an incredibly athletic sport that I can recognize being very difficult to do and a great workout. So if you're looking for a good workout and you got a buddy or you got a wall, hey, you can do it.
I will say, much like golf, there are very exclusive tennis clubs, but like over the years, tennis has become more accessible. Originally, it used to be the rich person sport, and now it's everybody can play.
Yeah, it is strange, but yeah, that is true. It has cleared up a lot.
Badminton.
Badminton, I've seen competitive badminton. I was watching it with my family in Korea, and it was going supersonic. Those shuttlecocks were flying so fast, you could hear sonic booms. Like, it was nuts. And then they would slow down immediately. But actually, no, they didn't slow down because they were just, like, whipping around. High-paced, however, it loses points for style. It looks very silly. And you call it a shuttlecock. You gotta knock it a few points for that. Maybe that raises the points for you if you're into that. But for me, I'd knock it for shuttlecock. C for cock.
Baby core.
Not a sport. I don't care what you say.
It's not going to be a sport.
But it'd be so fun if it was.
You just brought it up because it made me laugh a long time ago, but not today. I'm not laughing. No sport here for a baby core. Because I've experienced too much Mark baby trauma that all the magic is gone. See, that's what happens. That's what happens.
Speaking of baby Mark trauma, mountaineering.
Mountaineering? What is that baby Mark trauma? What did you do? What did you do to baby Mark?
You don't remember the mountaineering primer?
I don't remember what happened to baby Mark. All I remember is the snow.
He climbed Mount Everest.
Oh, right. That's what it was. Right. Oh, yeah. You know, it's just you put baby Mark through so many different things that it all kind of washes together of like just a nightmare constantly of baby Mark screaming in the top of Mount Everest. Trying to do all these crazy things. But yeah, I remember. I remember now. I like left behind. You brought baby Mark up on the mountain and you went, I like left. And baby Mark is still on the mountain. And for all the bodies, we like left them up there.
They're left up there. You're right.
All the Sherpas that originally were the first ones up on the mountain, we kind of like left them. And all of our trash that we brought on the mountain, we like left it.
You know, that's very fitting. You made that very fitting.
Everything's connected.
Let's go back to the pumpkin. Pumpkin paddling.
Is this where you're like log rolling, but with pumpkins? Where you're like standing on a pumpkin in the middle of a river and you're gonna...
Yeah, pumpkin paddling.
No, this is the one where you carve out a pumpkin and you get in a boat and you try to sink the other person's pumpkin boat or something like that.
Yeah. Right?
This is so dumb. It's not a sport. What am I even talking about?
Not a sport, huh?
Not a sport. Not a sport.
It's technically a boat race to a degree, but, No. All right. Baseball.
All right. Hear me out on this one. What do when you hit the ball? You go left.
Oh my god.
You go, if you're looking at it top down, you just keep going left. Coach, which way do I go when I hit the ball? Just go left. Oh, I like left. Yeah.
I mean, Otani just signed with the Dodgers. He's staying in Los Angeles area. It's real exciting, but
I like left. We like left. We like left.
All right. Tour de France or endurance cycling?
Whatever. I feel very C about it. You know, just like...
Very C. I can understand that. I definitely got annoyed with my dad constantly having it on TV. So, you know.
I get you.
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding? A way of life. That definitely is a way of life. Like, if there is anything that earned that category besides the other ones that are in there, like, skateboarding has got to be considered like a way of life. People embody that in everything they do. They bring it into their social circles. Like, it's who they are.
It's in fashion. It's, they collect a ton of boards, you know, or decks, I should say. Lumberjack games.
Ooh, this is fun to watch. Have you watched these?
I have. I love watching them.
I'd say A for awesome. It's very watchable. I mean, and it also just makes you want to pick up an axe and chop some wood, which I think is awesome. So A for awesome.
A, but not S?
Nah, I don't think it's quite S. At the end of the day, they're just chopping wood. That can't be that interesting. And I can't really go out and go chop wood as much as I can go rock climbing.
True. Fair. All right. Soccer.
Well, I mean, in terms of like international renown, if I was really supposed to like judge this accurately.
No, this is your opinion.
My opinion? Oh, okay. We're going to call it a new category, European football. We're officially declaring it as the premier sports podcast in the world. And if everyone else agrees that we're the number one sports podcast in the world, which I think we are, or if we're not, we will be someday with your support. We can make declarations like this and nobody can question us. That's the power that you can give us if you allow us to do this. So European football, we are now declaring that soccer is no longer even soccer. It is now European football. Now watch as we try to see if... Oh, Tyler spelled European.
You didn't think I could spell?
I didn't know. I don't like soccer. I find it a very boring sport to watch. I find it incredibly boring. Yeah. I've never gotten into it.
It's lower scoring.
Football, I find actually entertaining to watch. Soccer, it's not a lot going on.
That's fair. It's very active. There's a lot of running. There's not a lot of scoring.
And also just like the players.
Oh, the flops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Disc golf.
Disc golf, never played it. Kind of accessible. There's a few disc golf places around here.
Quite accessible.
B?
B? All right. Skiing. Snow skiing.
Okay. Skiing is separate from snowboarding?
Correct.
Okay. Skiing is quite fun, but man, it takes a while to get like your ski gear on, your boots on. You got to climb up the hill. When it's there, it's great. Put up with B with the rest of like the sliding down a hill kind of thing, which actually that is very much in the B genre, except for tennis and disc golf and Tadanori. Leave it up there. We don't have time.
All right. Slap fighting.
Oh, F. I hate that. I don't like it. I don't want to like it. I don't. I think it's just.
Agreed.
Oh, I like left. You gotta put it in I like left. Nah, that it put it in F. Put it in F.
All right.
It's gotta be an F.
Yeah. Combat juggling.
Man, doesn't it feel like European football? Doesn't that weirdly kind of fit, you know?
I can see it. All right, basketball.
Basketball. I like basketball. I like watching basketball. I think it actually is a very fun game. I'm not good at it.
It's very accessible.
Yeah, it's very accessible. It's one of the key features. It's probably like only second to soccer. I don't even watch basketball on a regular basis, but whenever a basketball game is on, I'm captivated. Like, I can't look away. I like the stories in it. I like the legend of it, like the legendary figures in history. And now, every time I hear a basketball story, I get excited about it. But is it worth an S? Is it worth an S?
That's a you call.
You're not going to help me?
I like it. I like it as S. I love playing it. I feel like it's very accessible. There are people that will say ball is life, so argue that it would be a way of life.
Ooh, that is true. That is true. Because personally, I don't enjoy it, so I couldn't say S. But basketball is a way of life for some people. I would say way of life because, yeah, in the same way that skateboarding kind of spills out from the basketball court, basketball can extend everywhere and has that kind of social effect on it. It actually influences the world, just like tonsil hockey and nutball.
luge,
if we're counting 69 luge with your bro, that's an A.
All right. I'll do it. Lugeton or skaluge or whatever it is.
I'm good.
Snowboarding. Is that going to go the same place as skiing, or
it's kind of, okay. So if snowboarding is the American awesome version of skiing, then we'll put snowboarding in B and skiing in European football.
Ooh, okay. But what about snowboarding? Why is it not a way of life like skateboarding?
Let's be honest. There are so many fewer like legendary snowboarding people that have spilled out into like video games in the same ways like Tony Hawk has. And it's less accessible. That's the only reason. It's like you can't just go to a mountain and snowboard. And to be honest, a lot of people that snowboard probably started skateboarding.
It's true.
So I feel like the derivative is from skateboarding to snowboarding, but that just shows how influential skateboarding is. And also skiing, very European football. Oh, can we put Tour de France in European football?
Tour de France, European football?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm good with that.
Okay, boxing.
Boxing? Okay.
You love watching boxing.
I love boxing, okay? I know it's a dangerous one, and I know it's there, but man, if I would just have to point, not even at boxing itself, the best sports movies, in my opinion, are boxing movies. However, I would not say it's an S. And here's my logic behind it. It's like, it's not accessible in terms of the competitive thing. It's like a lot of the athletes that are boxers have really rough lives. It's very hard to climb ranks. There's a lot of politics involved. There's a lot of opportunities, injuries. There's a lot of like risk involved. And, you know, you got YouTubers that are trying to box and then discovering that like, oh yeah, brain damage is kind of, that's bad. I would put in way of life just because to be a boxer, it has to be your life. And yeah. I love it. And if we're going by the social aspects of it with movies and stuff, way of life, I now feel bad that nutball is up. Can't put nutball in European football. Bring that. No. Bring it. No. It's got to be. It started the category. We can't kick out the one that started it. Oh, put it back up. Oh, put it back.
It's back.
Okay, it's good. Yeah, that felt so wrong.
The other place I would put boxing, this is not a dig at boxing, but I like left.
Yeah, for that left hook for that. Yeah. Coming at you. Boom. Yeah.
I think it's in both. We'll keep it in way of life.
We'll make a copy of it. Put it in I like left and I like right.
Can you do a copy? I don't think so. Hockey.
Hockey? Why I don't know it. We've never done it.
No, don't even. Don't. No, 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 no.
I would rank it if I had any knowledge of it.
No, no.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what is happening. I don't. What is that? What is it? Is it like soccer?
All right, ice hockey in particular, because there's technically field hockey, but ice hockey. But you're still going to say the same thing. Am I just leaving it down there?
In the same way that Baby Mark was left behind on Mount Everest, I think hockey, I like left that behind. I think Tyler, like, left the rest of his notes for that particular...
We're moving on. We are moving on to water polo.
Water polo, it's my ranking, right?
Yes, it's your ranking.
Oh, I don't know.
If you go based off of Tony Acevedo, it's almost like a way of life.
Nah, no way.
If you go off of me, it's an S tier.
You know what it really feels?
European football.
Feels a little European, you know? And if I remember from that Tony Acevedo mentioning that, oh, isn't water polo mostly in Europe? Isn't it predominantly dominated by European teams? Isn't that very European? It feels very European. And not that it's a bad category. Look at the category. No. It's got soccer, skiing, combat juggling, Tour de France, water polo.
That's fair. Fair. It's the world's toughest sport.
It's, well, is it?
All right, we're moving on to Formula One. Speed.
No, you gotta make a, like, European lift.
Is that above B too?
I like left, but French.
I like left, but French. Where is it sitting on the tiers?
It's right above I like left. It's definitely more sophisticated. It's way more sophisticated. I like left. Just write it in French. You know how to. You know how to. You it's your native tongue.
Oh, left.
Oh, left.
Is that good?
I think they usually use H-O-N for hom, hom, hom. But no, I like hoo-hoo left. That's Formula One is definitely hoo left.
All right, Ultimate Frisbee.
Ultimate Frisbee? Wow. I know some people really like it. I don't. The people that do like it, okay. It's C. It's all right.
All right.
It's C.
Rugby.
Rugby, I've not watched much of it, but what I have watched is way more interesting than soccer. So I'll put that at A. I don't know if it's S because I don't know enough about it. I know we did the primer, but it's like I haven't seen the game. But that seems like an A. That seems like an A.
What's the one, the Korean sport where they do the jumping? I can't pronounce it. It's on here.
Nol tiki. That's a jumping one. Put it on hoo-hoo left. I think it's not a sport. I know it's not a sport. It's just not a sport.
Hoo-hoo left.
Yeah. Make another category. It's just got to be left in all caps and a lot of exclamation marks. Left!
I'm running out of colors here.
No, you got more. Come on. Just make it black. Make it black so it really stands out because the text will be white and just like all caps.
If I do this and then type left, you'll see. It's very, very. There you go.
All right. Put it there.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, we're down to our final two, and they both start with C. Cricket.
Man, I you explained it really well. I still don't get it.
Long, long, silly, long, long.
Silly, long, lily, long, long. D.
D?
D.
All right. And chess.
This is really what it all boils down to, isn't it? You did this intentionally.
Yep.
Now listen, I think if I consult the original criteria for what is and is not a sport that we at Go My Favorite Sports Team outlined oh so many years ago, you'll understand that there is a Venn diagram. And I don't remember all the details of it, but it's like there's competitiveness, there's judgment, there's scoring, and there's consistency of rules. But most importantly, when we made that designation, we made a distinction between a game and a sport. A game is not necessarily a sport, but a sport can have a game in it. Now, chess at its core is a game. It's a game, a board game, to be played. And here is the argument that I'm going to make for this. It's a game of skill, sure, absolutely. No one can doubt that. But would you consider Guess Who a sport?
Would you consider checkers a sport?
Would checkers be a sport? It might not. Is Mousetrap a sport?
Is there any other strategy board game that's a sport? Because there's a ton of strategy board games.
Yeah, there's Go. There's Others. There's that Cracker Barrel one.
Chinese checkers.
Yeah, there's Chinese checkers. There's the Cracker Barrel golf tees in the triangle. Those would not be considered sports.
So why is chess considered a sport? It is by the Olympic Committee, but
people have taken chess to extreme lengths. But you had a good point. You had a great point. It was recognized they don't do it at the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there's a lot of uppity hoo-hoos. Hoo-hoos. Uppity we snaws here, and especially all the sass that came down when in reality, we are here to make chess accessible, and we play the game. We're putting that bad boy of chess in not a sport. We've declared it. And until people are ready to make guess who the next Olympic sport, that cannot be qualified as it. It's a game of wits, but it's just a game. And like EA said, it's in the game. Get in the game. What do they say now? It's more than a game. Give us your money.
EA. Microtransactions.
EA Games. I like left. Anyway, actually, I really do kind of think that. It doesn't make it any less. That's the thing that I think you were trying to get across a while back. It's like, just because it's not a sport, it's like you got to categorize something. And it's a game. It's the game of chess. That's what it is. It doesn't need to be a sport. It's its own thing.
My argument, too, is if I added another thing to it, chess has a finite number of moves that can take place. No matter what, it's a lot. But in life, as you continue through life or you play a sport in badminton, the way that things can happen and occur, there are almost completely infinite possibilities that can happen. Same thing with ultimate frisbee, luge, rock climbing, all of those different things that exist. There are almost a completely infinite. We cannot fathom the amount of things that can happen, the way that holds can happen, the things that can occur within those possibilities, whether a bird poops on the golf course and it makes the golf roll another way. There's so many things that affect the other things. Chess is a game simply because it only has a set number of things that can happen.
Yeah, and I do get what you're saying, and a lot of people probably mean some master being like, there's a Google amount of moves that could games that could potentially be played of chess. No one will ever play it. What he means is, and I think you argued well, I'm just like also reiterating it, is when you move a piece in chess, it can only go in up spot on the board. I'm not saying that any piece can go anywhere, but you move a piece, it goes into a spot on the board. There's what, 12 across, 64, you know, or
E4, E7, or
however many, 144? No, there's 8x8. It is 64. It's 8, not 12. What was I thinking? But with, let's say, for example, baseball, right? The pitcher decides what pitch, much like a chess player decides what move to make, is trying to compete with the batter to understand, is he going to assume that I'm going to make a fastball? Is he just going to swing randomly as hard as he can, no matter what? Do I need to trick him? The baseball hitter is making a decision like, I'm going to go for this one, or maybe I'm going to bunt, or I'm going to fake, no matter what it is. Like, I'm not going to swing. And the decision is, I'm going to swing. Okay, when he says the decision, I'm going to swing, I'm going to react to this, or I'm just going to swing as hard as I can when I think I know his fastball is coming, because it's hard to react to that. Then when the pitcher throws it, there could be a gust of wind at the time. When it leaves his electrical signals to move his fingers to throw that ball, he has a chance he's going to mess it up. He's practiced it to a good point where he's like definitely really good at pitching, but even the best pitchers can mess it up at the same time. That ball goes out. Maybe it's perfect. Maybe it's not. That's all little bits of random chance create. There's an exponential amount of possibilities in every action. Whereas like with chess, you put a piece in a place. That's the example. And that's why there's a difference between infinity and a very large number, which is like to your point.
But anyway, this is how Mark decided to tier list it. I honestly love the categories. I love the way that you took it. But if any of you elegant listeners want to make your own tier list, whether you want to base it off of what your favorite primers are, episodes, or what you think is most important, you can actually make your own tier list or just use ours. So you just need to go to tiermaker.com and search GMFST and you'll find it. And be sure to share how you categorized them and why you categorized them on the Reddit if you would like to.
They better not disagree.
Yeah. Because we're the masters of tears and beers.
Tears and beers, you heard it here first. And if anyone disagrees with us, just remember, pretty soon here, we're going to be the number one sports podcast in the world. And with that power, we will not use it responsibly. We will not.
And there's still the GQ's contest, so you better make sure and have those submissions. Make sure you use this, go to the subreddit, reddit.com/r/GMFST. Make sure and tag it with the GQ's tag so that we can see all of them. We might create a new tag called GQ's contest for your entries, but we'll see how that goes.
That sounds pretty cool.
All right. Well, thank you so much for listening and watching exclusively on Spotify. And we are signing off here for the last time in 2023.
Been a good year. New year, new us next year, not this year.
Exactly. Bye.
Bye.